It is 11:16. Mabel Louise joins us now, and I just mentioned on Thursday's program last week that I was thinking of our newsletter publication this month, and I talk in that a little bit about things I remember from when I was really a kid. I mean, I think I was 10 years old when you guys first started the station here, you and Warren.
Well, that would have been 1973.
1973. I was 10 years old, and my dad found this radio station at 103.7 and just started to... He had this portable radio that hung on a nail on the kitchen wall and was plugged in, and he would... In the morning, we'd be having Carnation Instant Breakfast. He would stir some of that up if he didn't make eggs. You know, we'd have toast. We just, you know, pretty simple, basic stuff there for breakfast. And this is what we would hear while we were getting ready for school. This would be something that I just remember came up every morning, right? Of course, right at the same time.
Okay.
It is morning, the sun's in my heart, even when it's cloudy and gray.
A lot of the days were gray.
Through my earphones.
Okay. You're not hearing something in your earphones very well, huh?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know. Something is hooked up crooked or something there. But anyway, that's the
morning
Chapel Hour program with Wilbur Nelson. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Norm Nelson took the program over from his dad years later. And it's still on. It's not called the Morning Chapel Hour any longer. But
that's right.
It's got to be just about the longest running program here, maybe other than Unshackled, or maybe another one I just thought of, At Home with Mabel Louise. So, but you know, those cloudy gray mornings, a lot of them there, no matter what it was, there was sunshine in that song. It was just something cheery and, you know, and comforting in that. And it was just, and that's kind of how radio can be. It's not always that it has to be comforting, but it's familiar and it's the moment of the moment, like we are right at this moment. The other thing that was one of two memories that just came back to my mind, just that cheery sound. And then in the evenings, my parents would actually listen for this, and they had a radio that they had a couple different radios in the house, but they would actually talk about what they had heard you talking about here on the program. Let's see, where do I got to? I've got to turn something off and turn something else back on here and make this happen right. But this is... Hold on. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know what's going on.
You know, once you get
either.
Wilbur going, it's kind of hard to turn him off. I don't know why, but here we go. This was another sound in our home.
Okay.
We're happy that you've taken time out of your busy life to spend a few minutes at home with Mabel Louise. You may find the answers to the questions about and missing ingredients of a happy harmonious home.
Okay.
And now... You're at home with Mabel Louise.
And of course, the music fades and you begin, right?
Right.
Hello there.
Here you
are. Isn't it good to be alive and able to enjoy the beauty of this time of year?
That was July 1st of 1975. That was your voice.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know what's amazing when I go back through the archives and listen? It hasn't changed.
Oh, I'm sure my voice is.
Your voice sounds a little different.
Of course.
But the personality... The life in it, just, you know, what you're focusing on there, on living, you know, and enjoying and being grateful for life that we have. I just see that as something that you've always exhibited here on the air. And even this morning, I mean, if it's cloudy out there, you're going to exhort us to be the sunshine and share a smile with somebody today. So that was another part of my life. Now, and I'm a second generation person, listener, in a sense that my parents were listening and it impacted their lives. They talked about things that you talked about when you're, as far as raising children. And I don't know, I have to be honest, like in the article, I said, there were a lot of times when our home was not happy and harmonious, but that's what they were aiming for, you know, and it was a help to them. And so I'm just thankful for that. I just wanted to let you know that and everyone that I'm grateful and it's made a difference, you know, and even today I look forward. So you said something on Thursday about, well, maybe we should replace, you know, no, not at all. I just want to point to you and to what you're going to share today and let people know that it's part of a long heritage, I guess we'd say here. And I'm so glad that it continues.
I'm so thankful that I am able to still share the Word of God.
Indeed. Praise God.
And it never changes.
No.
It's always the same. So. Yes, I'm glad to be with you, our precious listeners. All through the years, I've just recently read a letter from I'll call them, for lack of a word, old-timers, old listeners that have listened for through the years. And it's always so great to hear from them and know that they're still listening to WWIB. And yes, it's another nice rainy day. Good day to curl up in your favorite chair and read the Bible or maybe even a good book. And our Heavenly Father made the rain, so yes, we do need to be thankful. And I want to visit with you today on the subject of how does your garden grow? It's amazing how many city folks now have rented space in an area where they can have a small garden. I heard a woman say the other day when I was in the store that she had planted one area and paid the rent, and now she was searching out to see if she could find another plot because she was having so much fun. Well, that's what inspired me to go and plan a program around how does your garden grow. And I'm sure there are listeners out there that have never, ever had a garden because living in the city or in a certain place or a small area, you were not able to have a garden plot. So maybe my message today and on my next broadcast will be a special blessing because I'm planning it around the parable of the sower. Beautiful parable spoken by our Lord. But before I do, here is a beautiful verse that might inspire you also. It comes from Psalm 107, verses 8 and 9. Here's the way it goes. It's beautiful. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Praise him for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Isn't that good? Oh, the Lord is so precious, and he's given us the Word of God to enjoy and to help us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. Well, the other day I was in my little gem car, and I watched my grandchildren put up a fence around the old garden spot. And they tore down the old and put up a higher fence to keep out the deer. And, of course, the deer really love to jump over the fence and help themselves to those delicious vegetables. So hopefully the higher fence will be sufficient. Well, all of this reminded me of the many days when my husband and I planted a garden together, and we did lots and lots of canning and freezing of vegetables. Yes, it was hard work, but enjoyable. You know, there's something about putting your hands in the soil, feeling it through your fingers, and then planting the seeds, some of them one at a time, some of them in a group. And then 2 or 3 days, maybe a week later, you go out and you see those sprouts coming up. Yes, it is a thrill. The Lord sends the rain, the sunshine, and makes things grow. Isn't he wonderful? Well, Jesus used lots of illustrations in his preaching that very often included farming. And that was because the people lived in a rural setting. And most of the people actually were farmers, and they grew the food that they ate. And of course, this was the best way to have their meals from their own gardens. So before I start with the message and how to grow a garden, let me read one of this beautiful parable, The Sower. Behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And then there were some that fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were with him, the 12, began to ask him about what the parable meant. And he said, The sower sows the word, or the Bible. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they've heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Then the seed sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a short time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution comes for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as those that hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Well, as I said, I've entitled this message, How Does Your Garden Grow? In other words, could it be a picture on your favorite garden magazine, or would you feel ashamed if anybody saw your garden? What makes the difference in those two gardens? Well, I believe it's safe to say that one gardener possessed more knowledge in taking care of the garden. Plus, I believe he was persistent and that he worked hard make it grow. He actually found satisfaction in having the job well done. So in answering that question, how does your garden grow? I believe there are at least four areas to think about and to compare with the parable of the sower. First of all and foremost, if you have a garden, you have to prepare the soil. The ground needs sun, it needs moisture, aeration, and some organic matter to act as a fertilizer. Some people use decayed leaves, compost, manure, or even sawdust. My sweetheart usually went to a nearby farmer and purchased cow manure. And of course, any one of these would need to be worked into the soil. Also, the good gardener would want to check the pH factor, the acid alkaline balance, and all those good things. And of course, the soil should be really tested to see whether the right balance is there. I remember taking jars of soil over to the agriculture office and having it tested, and they gave us a list of things that our garden needed. You notice that I said jars of soil? Well, we had to take samples of dirt from several areas of the garden spot to make sure of the real needs. So in Jesus' parable of the sower, he compares it to the believer's spiritual life and spiritual growth. He mentions the need for good soil. So those who heard the word and became fruitful were like seeds planted in good ground. The truth is that not only unbelievers, but also Christians need prepared soil. Air, moisture, warmth, and nutrients are all essential to good soil. So let's think about these elements as aspects of the Word of God in the life of a believer. The entire Word of God meets all of our spiritual needs. It brings to the soil of our hearts all of the sunshine, the moisture, the nutrients needed for our real spiritual growth. And then the Holy Spirit ministers to the soil of our hearts by applying the Word of God. The Spirit requires that we submit our hearts to Him and allow Him to work in our lives. So tune in to my next broadcast, and I'll be discussing planting the seeds, protection against garden enemies, and producing the harvest. What a blessing to be able to apply all of this to our spiritual lives. It's a good time of the year to think about it and to apply these precious truths in our lives. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you and goodbye.